At this stage, the government knows that the building of any LNG terminal would import large quantities of frack gas. And that information is in a report that the government is refusing to publish. So last year, when Eamon Ryan put forward this idea in 2023, initially, that they would want to build an LNG terminal, he said, you know, they said it would be built and not used, and it wouldn't import frack gas. And that made no sense. So Eamon Ryan asked Gas Networks Ireland to do a bit of work on that. And they've come back to him with a study, with a report that we can't get hold of, that's been kept secret from people. That's very important in relation to all of this. And it seems that the government are refusing to publish that report, but yet at the same time, they want to push forward with an LNG terminal. So Simon Harris has been disingenuous about this stuff. What's happening is they want to go over to meet Trump in March, having agreed, and to be able to tell them that they're going to take their frack gas and to tell them that they're going to build their LNG terminals to import gas from America. That is not acceptable. We don't live in a world where governments can keep important reports secret. And even like Eamon Ryan has come out since he's left office and said that we don't need this LNG terminal, that the information that they had when they thought they wanted to build this terminal wasn't up to date, and that now he has up to date information, but yet they won't publish that information. So Simon Harris is acting ingenuously. Like Fine Gael banned fracking, and there is unanimous support in the Dáil to keep frack gas imports out of Ireland, and now they are being forced by Trump to build a terminal, and that's not acceptable, and we won't accept it, because in the end of the day, if we allow this infrastructure to be built in order to act as a backup for the proliferation of data centres and American industry like that, those of us that live in the frack gas basin in Leitrim, we'll end up servicing that in the future. We're not going to accept that, David.
And in terms of, I know you're saying that it's almost to satisfy Trump, but is that being a bit hypothetical about the situation, in the sense of, if we listen to what the Taoiseach said today, that he was claiming that, well, this would be all about energy security, that we're too dependent, and I guess taking from that is it about making our country more independent and making it more being able to survive on its own resources, and that's the reason why LNG is being considered. Do you work with that logic at all, or does that not really make sense?
That logic is part of a false narrative. There's loads of technical reasons why we don't need a new LNG terminal. First of all, we're meant to be getting off all of this stuff. So what's being portrayed here is the idea that we should continue to develop gas infrastructure for economic reasons. But they're not for economic reasons. Because the technical assessments that Gas Networks Ireland and others have done show that we don't need the gas. What's happening here is that the government look what happened in Ukraine in the last week, if anybody's following us. Trump is now saying that he wants the $350 billion that he gave Ukraine back in rights to minerals and stuff. This idea that we were trying to, you know, these wars and the stuff that's going on in the world, a lot of the time they're being presented by false narratives. And the idea that somebody's going to blow up the gas pipelines between Ireland and the UK, that's not an excuse for spending $600 or $700 billion on building infrastructure that they say mightn't be used as an insurance policy. No, that's ridiculous. It's about Trump, and it's about the American government leaning on the Irish government and Europe to take their gas. And we're not going in that direction. Like, America has pulled out of the Paris Agreement. Why would we take gas where the emissions wouldn't be considered, the upstream emissions wouldn't be considered anymore? No, we're not doing that. And we're going to fight this. And Simon Harris is being disingenuous. He's for a Taoiseach that followed a government that banned fracking, like, it's ridiculous. Like Simon Coveney, when he was Minister for Foreign Affairs, was going to support a ban on fracking everywhere in the world. And now we have a situation where we get a little bit of pressure from America, and all of a sudden we're creating false narratives And we're hiding reports that Gas Network Ireland have produced. Right now, the government are probably looking to get that report rewrote, or to get the conclusions of that report changed before they publish it. That's not acceptable. This is not going to be accepted by the people of Leitrim. We're not going to end up becoming more dependent on gas in Ireland, because we become sacrificed in that situation, and we're not going to let that happen.